He wants me to be ransomed. He thinks Alfred might pay.
Pay good money for you?
Ragnar laughed.
Go on, he said carelessly.
It never hurts to see the enemy close up. Alfred was with his brother, some distance away, and Beorn could talk to me as he led me toward the royal group.
Alfred is his brother's chief helper, he explained. King Ethelred is a good man, but nervous. He has sons, of course, but both are very young.
His voice trailed away.
So if he dies, I said, the eldest son becomes king?
No!
No, Beorn sounded shocked. Æthelwold's much too young. He's no older than you.
But he's the king's son, I insisted.
When Alfred was a small boy, Beorn leaned down and lowered his voice, though not its intensity, his father took him to Rome, to see the Pope, and the Pope, Uhtred, invested him as the future king.
He stared at me as if he had proved his point.
But he's not the heir, I said, puzzled.
The Pope made him heir, Beorn hissed at me.
Later, much later, I met a priest who'd been in the old king's entourage, and he said Alfred had never been invested as the future king, but instead had been given some meaningless Roman honour. But Alfred, to his dying day, insisted the Pope had conferred the succession on him, and so justified his usurpation of the throne that by rights should have gone to Ethelred's eldest son.
But if Æthelwold grows up, I began.
Then of course he might become king, Beorn interrupted me impatiently. But if his father dies before Æthelwold grows up, then Alfred will be king.
Then Alfred will have to kill him, I said. Him and his brother.
Beorn gazed at me in shocked amazement.
Why do you say that? He asked.
He has to kill them, I said, just like my uncle wanted to kill me.
He did want to kill you. He probably still does,
Beorn made the sign of the cross.
But Alfred is not Aelfric.
No, no, Alfred will treat his nephews with Christian mercy.
Of course he will, which is another reason he should become king. He is a good Christian, Uhtred, as I pray you are. And it is God's will that Alfred should become king.
The Pope proved that, and we have to obey God's will. It is only by obedience to God that we can hope to defeat the Danes.
Only by obedience? I asked. I thought swords might help.
Only by obedience, Beorn said firmly, and by faith. God will give us victory if we worship him with all our hearts. And if we mend our ways and give him the glory, and Alfred will do that.
With him at our head, the very hosts of heaven will come to our aid.
Æthelwold can't do that.
He's a lazy, arrogant, tiresome child.
Beorn seized my hand and pulled me through the entourage of West Saxon and Mercian lords.
Now remember to kneel to him, boy. He is a prince.
He led me to where Alfred was sitting, and I duly knelt as Beorn introduced me.
This is the boy I spoke of, Lord, he said. He is the Ealdorman Uhtred of Northumbria, a prisoner of the Danes since Eofric fell, but a good boy.
Alfred gave me an intense look that, to be honest, made me uncomfortable.
I was to discover in time that he was a clever man, very clever, and thought twice as fast as most others.
And he was also a serious man, so serious that he understood everything, except jokes.
Alfred took everything heavily, even a small boy, and his inspection of me was long and searching, as if he tried to plumb the depths of my unfledged soul.